Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
Why, thank you so much. I would be John, he would be Dan. But before we go any further, Dan, I know we're going to have a fight tonight, so to speak. I mean, we call it a food fight, but we're really low end when it comes to fighting it, you know, fighting about it. I mean, it's a highbrow discussion of current culinary trends. No.
Culinary.
That's our cry. Guess what?
What?
Thank
you.
Dan, yeah, happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That makes me feel good.
Well, good. I'm not even going to ask you how old you are because...
44. 44. I don't mind telling people. 44.
Yeah. Great.
It's funny because my son woke me up this morning. Yeah. And he's like, Dad, you don't look 43 anymore. And I was like, that is horrible. Yeah, I've only been 40, asleep for a couple hours.
40,
what happened in those last
old.
Couple hours? Man. I don't know.
Well, 44. Yes, I remember. No, maybe I don't. But at any rate, we're doing coffee versus tea.
And iced coffee versus iced tea, yes.
Oh, iced coffee. I forgot. Oh, well. Just add an ice cube to everything that I'm saying then.
I mean, Noted.
It all starts with coffee and tea to begin with. And then if people want to ice it, then so be it. And I guess I should have realized that I could have gotten into some of the, what do they call it? Cold brew, I believe. Isn't that like?
You still can. You still can. Yeah. This is all the same feel.
Well, yeah. But I mean, there's got to be a story behind cold brew because it's manufactured in its own, I mean, it's its own thing. You go into the store and there's a bottle of it. And it didn't used to be like that.
No, it is like it's like ultra, Brandon, explain to us, you're a barista.
Well, I think he's making a extra shot grande stem latte while we're talking. I don't.
delicious, by the way.
It's my favorite hot drink at Starbucks. Yeah.
I do like, I will say this. It's hard to argue this one because coffee is so good, too. And iced coffees are so good. And anything at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, it has any kind of like Frappuccino or Frappe, as they say at McDonald's. It's just so decadent and awesome. And it's so many calories, and I love every single one of them.
You know, I got to say that when I would go to my Grandpa Records farm in Franklin, Indiana, about 20 miles south of Indianapolis, iced tea was like nobody drank anything else. I mean,
there is something to that hard day's work coming inside, that ice pitcher.
Man,
that bronze color with lemon sticking out of it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even need to be sweet. That's the one that coffee for a lot of people. Not a lot of people have it black, and they like, you know, creams, the foams, all kinds of stuff to make it taste really good. But if you get that perfectly brewed iced tea on a, like, 100-degree weather day.
Summer day.
After doing some actual work or sports, and you can sit on the back porch when it's starting to get a little dark and a little cooler out, life just makes sense.
Oh, listen to you. Now I'm like, give me some, I'll take some sun tea and maybe corn on the cob, grown
corn on the grandpa. Cob. Maybe start thinking about some steaks to throw on the grill. But that beautiful cold sip of iced tea that hits your lips and you go, I just got my second boost of energy and I don't need any, no other caffeine. I could have three glasses of this and be just okay.
No one's going to say that about iced coffee, I don't think.
No, nobody's coming in after a hot sunny day.
Nobody's coming in after a hot sunny day.
You got.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, the coffee, it packs too big of a wallop. I mean, I know tea has caffeine in it, but it's got to be a lot less than coffee, because coffee...
Well, you and I are both radio people, and I'm not really sure what... I'm sure you've worked some weird hours like I have, and there's something about waking up at 3 in the morning that never feels good, no matter what time you do it, when you do it. Right. 3 in the morning does not feel good, and for some reason, that first sip of coffee... And your eyes wake up fully, and you go, okay, now I can do some business. There is that moment of, I'm up, I can be functional, let's get things taken care of. Iced tea is one of those where it's got antioxidants, it's healthy. No one's ever going to say you're drinking too much iced tea. They will say you're drinking way too much coffee, and your hands are shaking. They won't do that with iced tea.
Well, I have a couple of interesting...
They won't do that with iced tea.
No, they won't. But I got to tell you, in doing my half-assed research here on coffee and tea, generally speaking, there's some similarities according to the information that's available. For instance, here's how coffee started, allegedly. It's a legend of a goat herder named Caldi, who noticed that after eating berries from a certain tree, his goats became energetic and they did not want to sleep at night.
Ooh.
And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Then you go over to tea, and according to legend, in 2737 BC, the Chinese emperor was sitting beneath a tree while his servant boiled drinking water when some leaves from the tree blew into the water.
Huh.
And the rest is tea history, so to speak.
That is pretty interesting.
Isn't it? I don't know if it isn't. Yeah,
I wonder how many leaves he went through and went, oh, that one is not one to make tea out of.
You know, we've been doing a lot of different types of foods on this food fight, and I'd go try to find out how they began. These two were totally unique. I mean, they've got, like, legends and a person and, you know... The goats are eating the coffee beans.
Oh, and there's a reason why they say we need to read between the tea leaves. Because there are people that believe you can tell fortunes.
That's
coffee
true.
Grinds and tea leaves.
I forgot about that. You know, I used to go with friends with Bob Surratt and a bunch of people down to Greektown, and you get Greek coffee. It's very thick.
Yes.
In a small cup. And one of us in the party, claimed they could tell your future by your coffee grounds. And so you drink the cup of coffee, the small cup of Greek coffee, you turn it over onto the saucer and you, like, I guess, rotate it three times. And then the person would look into it and divine something that was going to happen in your future. I
always found, maybe I just never had somebody do it for real. Cause every time I've had somebody do that, I've been to a couple of, hookah bars in the north side of Chicago where you can have the Turkish coffee. And every time they're like, you're a creative person and you're very loud. I'm like, okay. Really, really, really reading what's given to you there. I'm seeing this right now.
I got to tell you, I didn't get to it, so I'll do it now. 16th century, coffee was known in Persia, Egypt, Syria, and Turkey, and they came up with the first coffee houses back then. Where they drank coffee and talked, listened to music, played chess, and talked about current events. In fact, they became such a center for information that we were often referred to as schools of the wise.
Ooh, I like that.
And Thomas Jefferson once said, coffee is the favorite drink of the civilized world.
That is true.
Well, do some more coffee, tea, or Dan.
But hold on. But iced tea also helps solve crimes on Law & Order. So which way are you going to go?
Well, if they use it on Law & Order, it's got to be good.
Food Fight!
Let's get you back to Food Fight. Here's John and Dan.
Yeah, we're doing iced coffee versus iced tea. You know, I should have gotten iced tea from... isn't iced tea on Law & Order?
He is.
Yeah. Boy, did I miss that.
He's been on there for like 20 years.
I know. I can't believe I missed that.
I know. Well, I mentioned that before. We were talking Dick Wolf, remember?
Yeah, I know. What? Yeah, no, it's not that bad. Yes, I do remember.
I was going to say, I
wait,
hope you remember.
A minute. Was that just a few minutes ago, or was that last year? Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, we've been doing this for over a year. That's even cooler. But you know what? And I did forget to mention Southern Sweet Tea and all the other kinds of teas that are out there, like iced tea and Lipton iced tea. Those are all... delicious. There's a lot of different variations of teas you can have out
and
there.
And there's herbal, you know, herbal
all
teas.
All that goes together with all the Cajun food and all that. And don't forget Long Island iced tea, which is how I got most of my girlfriends with me. So there you go.
Know, Irish coffee, you know, I mean.
Irish coffee, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bailey's, Bailey's, whoever said make Bailey's Irish cream, the creamer for coffee, was a genius.
Now, you want to talk about tea and caffeine. A company called Celestial Seasoning, Celestial Seasons, I believe, is the tea manufacturer, has, I don't know if they still do because it's been a while since I've went looking for it, had a brand of tea called Morning Thunder.
Hmm.
And, yeah, and it was Morning Thunder. But somehow, I don't know, it just didn't. It was okay, but it just didn't have that coffee zing to it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
No, no. There's not a lot of teas where it hits you like when you have that first sip of coffee. And even if it's like a light brew, there's that moment of everything focuses. It goes into like when you put on a pair of glasses, you're like, I can read you now.
Right. Exactly. Like you take that
tea just kind of that, like tea massages you into that phase.
Well, yeah. Here's what you get when you do tea, ladies.
Just try to picture you upon my knee.
Just tea for two and two for tea.
I think that about says it all, you know, right there.
Whereas a spoonful of sugar makes the tea go down. I get it.
And then...
I would like to drink a cup of coffee. This coffee is the thing I'd like to drink. Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. If you talk to me, then in response I'll sing. Coffee, 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 coffee.
Okay, thank you.
Coffee to wake me up each morning.
Yeah, coffee to wake him up each morning. Very good. And then there are those who consume both, I guess.
No sugar tonight with coffee. No sugar tonight with tea. No sugar to stand beside me.
Thank you. Guess who?
Nice. That is awesome.
Yeah, that's. Oh, I love that song. A part of
and
the
is there any better jingle that gets stuck in your head than the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup? I mean, that can go through my head all day.
True. I mean, I don't know anybody who wakes up. Well, I'm sure there are, but, you know, I've had people wake up and go, I got to have my coffee. I can't start without my
wife.
Coffee.
My wife is, my uncle once called it the best thing was playing defense early in the morning, having a cup of coffee. Waiting for her. That
right.
Will,
but they,
that will
they
surely had, make my day better.
Do people say, I can't get going until I have my tea?
Nope.
No, they do not say that.
Maybe unless they're British. I can see the British people saying that.
And, you know, we got that whole Boston Tea Party thing and the American Revolution, so tea's got that going for it. But
that's true.
No representation without no taxation without representation. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine the people jumping in the ocean if coffee started hitting the water?
No.
Could you imagine how many upset people would be if we started dumping coffee grinds?
Oh, no way. So listen, do we have any totals on the iced coffee and the iced tea?
Sure do.
What is it?
Well, I think we all saw this one coming. Coffee with the winner is 76% of the vote.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, coffee really dominated. And I'm one of those crazy people that mixes their coffee and tea together in the morning.
What?
A chai with espresso.
I have never heard of that.
A chai.
Chai is just concentrated black tea, and it's spiced, and you put some espresso in it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Little local.
No, it's good. It's good.
But yeah, coffee dominated, and that's not a surprise to me.
So, Dan, what are we going to do next week? What are we doing next week?
We can do a few things. We can do one. We can do this one we've never actually really done, but I think needs to be done in this city. And I think we could actually do this one. It would be Portillo's versus Bone of Beef. Two places in this city that are going for the commercial Italian beef and offer pretty much the same thing and are just as big as the other. No one's ever actually settled the war between those two.
Okay. Which one do you want to be, Portillo's or Bona? Or Sonny?
I will do Bona. I'll go Bona Beef.
All right. I'll be Sonny Bono Beef. And
I will be Jim Portillo.
Okay, so so that's next week. You also have a podcast.
I do have a podcast. It is called Barguments. Mm-hmm. And in honor of my birthday, the argument we had today is that I said the happy birthday song is the greatest song of all time because it's only 10 seconds long. You're celebrating somebody. And after that 10 seconds, everybody gets a piece of cake.
You're talking about the happy birthday to you, that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
The original, everybody knows it.
You can
sing it in any language. And at the end of that song,
true.
There's a piece of cake and a spoon in front of you.
So where do we get this Bargument?
You get this Bargument called Barguments at any place you would download your podcast. And maybe if Brendan will help me, he can link it on the WGN page so people can click on that if they want a hyperlink, if you will.
Oh, hyperlink.
Oh, and happy birthday, Dan.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.